AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Shootout on a university campus in Kenya. Gunmen stormed the campus early this morning, killing at least 15 people and wounding 60 others. Terrified students began running toward a field on campus trying to find a place to hide, says this student.
We went to the field, sat there, and the gunshot continued. And this made us to run to the fence so that we can get our way out from the school.
He talked to Citizen TV in Kenya. Islamic militants from neighboring Somalia have pulled off attacks like this in the past, although we don't know yet who was behind this morning's attack. A Russian trawler sank in just 15 minutes in icy waters off Russia's far eastern coast this morning, killing at least 54 crew members. Our Natalia Vasilyeva is in Moscow.
The massive trawler was carrying 132 crew. The Russian news agencies say that it did not send any distress signal, which could signify that the ship may have collided with drifting ice.
Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will be in federal court today fighting criminal charges. He's accused of accepting campaign contributions and gifts in exchange for political favors. Menendez says prosecutors were tricked into bringing charges against him by his political enemies.
They are dead wrong, and I am confident that they will be proven so.
Millionaire real estate developer Robert Durst will also be in court today in New Orleans on weapons charges. His attorneys will argue that the FBI searched his room illegally. Durst has waived extradition to Los Angeles, where he faces a murder charge. McDonald's plans to raise pay for workers at company-owned restaurants to a dollar more than whatever the local minimum wage is. This is only for restaurants owned by the company. That's only about 10% of McDonald's restaurants. This is AP Radio News. The internet company GoDaddy has raised nearly $500 million in its initial public offering. Here's our Warren Levinson.
GoDaddy, the internet domain name registrar known for its racy television commercials, sold 23 million shares at $20 apiece in its New York Stock Exchange IPO. That was a dollar a share better than expected. The company's shares rose 31% in its market debut, closing at $26.15. The banks managing the offering may buy up to 3 million more shares. GoDaddy, which uses race car driver Danica Patrick as a spokeswoman, lost $143 million last year, but its revenue grew 23% to $1.4 billion. Warren Levinson, New York.
A group of 14 attorneys general is asking Congress to launch an investigation of the herbal supplements industry and to consider giving the FDA stronger oversight over the industry. Herbal supplements are subject to far less rigorous oversight than pharmaceutical products. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait. You did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.